This is University Beats. I'm Mark Schreiner. In June of 2013, Robert Stevens of Tampa received a phone call from his sister. She told him that an uncle they had never met had died at the Dozier School for Boys in 1937 under mysterious circumstances. She added that University of South Florida researchers wanted Stevens to submit a DNA sample to see if they could identify his 15-year-old uncle as one of the bodies believed to be buried in an unmarked graveyard on the now-closed Reform School's grounds.
Simple cheek swab is good enough for this, obviously.
Just days later, Stevens found himself at USF, cameras flashing as investigators swabbed the inside of his mouth. It was just the beginning of a 2-year waiting period to close out an almost 8-decade-old mystery.
It was overwhelming. It was just kind of weird, kind of surreal. And then to come in here and, you know, looking at the pictures and then to see your name on the list of deceased, it was kind of awkward, kind of scary, humbling to see your name up there, Robert Stevens, 1937. And to know that that was your uncle.
An uncle that, until that very moment, Robert Stevens didn't know he was named after. Flash forward to last week and another press conference. This time, Stevens received the news he had longed to hear. USF forensic anthropologist Aaron Kimmerly.
I'm absolutely thrilled to announce our latest and sixth identification. Dozier student Robert Stevens has been matched and positively identified through a DNA sample of his nephew, whom he was named after, and another nephew, Gary Roberts.
Between Stevens' DNA collection and the identification, investigators exhumed 51 sets of remains, including those of his uncle, from the graveyard at Dozier. During that time, Robert Stevens has learned much, not just about his uncle, who was stabbed to death by a classmate, but about the rest of his family as well.
I talked to a niece that I had never spoken to, and we spoke last night, and she mentioned the stabbing to them. I'm just really meeting people. She has kids that I've never met, never seen before. So it's a lot of family information I got to catch up on.
Stevens' identification was just one of a number of new developments in USF's research of the Dozier School for Boys. As we've documented previously, the Florida Panhandle Reform School was open more than a century and closed in 2011. For decades, there were rumors that school officials whipped, tortured, and even murdered students. For the past few years, USF researchers have tried to find out what happened. Their final report is due to the state early next year. To help them meet that deadline, state officials have extended investigators' access to the school grounds through the end of January. They also have DNA samples from family members of 10 boys believed to have been buried at Dozier awaiting analysis. They're continuing to seek relatives of a few dozen other boys, particularly three whose exceptionally young ages should make identification less difficult. Kimmerly says one of those boys, George Grissom of Washington County in the Panhandle, was just 6 years old when he and his 8-year-old brother Ernst were sent to Dozier in 1917 on delinquency charges. Ernst was later released. George died at Dozier a year later.
Since he was African-American, it does make us wonder if it doesn't reflect policy at the time to convict children that young, you know, that there's more racist tendency in the policies at the time.
And big questions remain, not just for the investigators, but for the state of Florida. What happens with the remains that aren't identified, and how should this whole horrible chapter be remembered? Kimmerly hints at what she would like to see happen.
A lot of times people think of memorial, they think of a plaque or a marker, and that certainly can be a memorial, but we're thinking of it in a much broader sense and in a more transformative sense, in that how do we take all this information and what's been done and learned and experienced and try to turn it into something positive and move forward? And those are bigger questions, and that's why it kind of takes a process, but I'm excited to see where it might lead.
A deal has also been signed for a TV documentary about USF's investigation at Dozier. You can find out more about that and see more of our ongoing coverage on our webpage, wusfnews.org. For University Beats, I'm Mark Schreiner.